If everything goes perfectly, AP&T could start operating the Solay River Hydroelectric Dam by 2021. But Custer admits that's a very optimistic start date. To move forward with the proposed dam, AP&T will need a variety of federal permits plus an amendment to the Tongass National Forest Management Plan to change the site's land use designation. Solay River is in Portland Canal just outside of the Misty Fjords National Monument. Locally, the area is called Glacier Bay, and while it's not technically wilderness, its LUD or land use designation is remote recreation. Here's Custer describing what the proposed project would look like once built.
There's about a 3.1-mile road. The dam's 260 feet tall. That transmission connection follows the road and then turns into a submarine cable. You'll notice that it follows the U.S. border as long as it possibly can before switching into Canadian waters.
The 77.4-megawatt dam would send all of the power it generates south into the Canadian grid, using a connection through Stewart, British Columbia. AP&T also is working through the Canadian government's permitting process, and Custer says that adds another layer of complication.
The thing about the Canada National Energy Board is, even though the processes are unfamiliar, those people are very helpful and very knowledgeable. And it's easy to work with them. We've just had some preliminary meetings, but the biggest challenge so far is that it's just kind of unfamiliar to us, and we're learning how to work through it.
Custer says AP&T is the first company attempting to export Alaska's renewable energy to Canada. He told a story about the risks related to going first.
When the Corps of Engineers was building dams on the Columbia River, people became concerned about the impacts to fish, and they started putting in fish ladders and ways for the fish to get up the dam. And when they put in the first of those ladders, Corps of Engineer guys were sitting at the top, and when the first fish came up, somebody grabbed it and they bonked it over the head and they mounted it on a plaque, and the plaque said, "It never pays to be first."
Despite the warning in that parable, Custer says AP&T officials believe the $330 million privately funded project will be profitable in the long run. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.